With us today on Robin Hood Radio is Principal Ian Server of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. We were going to have Lisa Carter along with us, but her phone system was knocked out by the storms that went through last night. And we're going to get together with Ian, and we're going to talk about how the school year is going since it started, and we're heading into Thanksgiving. And that's the first question that we will pose to Ian this morning.
Really, has been an interesting start to the year in every regard. There's a lot of buildup really early on in the school year. Of course, no one knew exactly what it would be like to come back to school during the pandemic. And so all of our preparations during the summer were really monumental. And it was a wonderful team effort in many regards, where everybody involved with the school community, from the cafeteria staff to the principal to the superintendent, was really on the same page about starting to have everybody back in the building and doing everything that we could to do that safely. And so we put a lot of protocols in place that have paid off pretty well. And we've been able to stay open with the exception of 2 days where we had to shift to remote learning. And even when we have had students who've been impacted by COVID, it's been a relatively short-term and minimally impacted group. So in that regard, we're very lucky. But we're getting to that point in the year where it's again, another cliche of the pandemic is that we're all in this together, and it really is the case, because it's not only what we're doing at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, but it's what's happening in Salisbury, and it's what's happening in Norfolk, obviously, today, and where Lisa is, and many of the districts around Region 1 where our teachers reside, where if they've had an outbreak in that community, then our teachers may have to shift to remote learning, and they may have to be home for their children. So it really is becoming more and more difficult to stay open just because of those kinds of situations. But as far as within our school, it's been fantastic in terms of the cooperation and the collaboration with students, the collaboration with parents, and everybody, I think, not only following our protocols, but being, I think, proactive and being prudent in terms of keeping students home if they were ill in any regard. And so in some of the cases where you may have a parent who came down with COVID, they were smart enough and I think, again, prudent enough to keep their students at home, so it had a minimal impact on our school. But, you know, there's a whole different realm of school beyond just the mere function of staying open, and that's the obviously educational and social well-being of students. And that, I think, has taken on an entirely new dynamic this year than in any other year. As far as education and the curriculum itself, it's become really tricky to try to teach the same amount of curriculum that cover the same amount of material that we would have in a typical year, because you just don't have the time with students, and it is really difficult to reach out to students who are reluctant. You know, you think about the student who may be off in the corner of the room, and you're not sure if they're paying attention or if they're getting what you're talking about. And a lot of times in a typical school year, you can read the facial expressions. And this year, even if that student is in the class, you know, they're going to have a mask on, and it makes it that much more difficult to just read the body language of a student and know what they're understanding. So, you know, educationally, there are a lot of challenges, but there are also a lot of, I think, huge growth opportunities. And teachers and students alike have learned in ways that I don't think they've ever learned in my experience in education. We've picked up new technologies and beyond Google Meet and Zoom and those kinds of things. There are just all kinds of secondary sorts of technologies that we're using now that we might not have explored if it weren't for the pandemic. Students themselves, I think, are learning not only those technologies, but I think they're also exploring challenges and understanding how to overcome challenges in ways that previous classes have never really been forced to learn. So I think we have to look at it comprehensively and consider not only the educational challenges, but also the educational benefits. And then, of course, the social and emotional challenges that come along with it. I think we're only starting to understand how those are impacting students in terms of their mostly emotional and mental well-being.
We're speaking with Ian Struver, who is the principal at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, talking about the first really marking period going up into Thanksgiving at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. the impact of COVID-19 that has come upon. I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is all the pre-planning that you did really has panned out very well, and the communication with the public. But I think something that you just pointed out that's really as big as what you do is what parents do at home with their children. Because if everything you do works successfully and someone does not follow those protocols at home, well, you have to pay the price for it at the school.
Absolutely. And at the beginning of this, I described this year is kind of a contract, and as long as the parents and the community are willing to abide by that contract and keep up their end of the bargain, we can stay open. But as people relax and become less vigilant, that's where, when we let our guard down, we have these kinds of instances where we may have to close. And so I really do appreciate everything that the community is doing to stay vigilant and to allow us to stay open, because even if it's just a day or two a week, those opportunities for teachers to connect with students are really critical. It gives meaning and purpose to both students and teachers. And especially at the high school, there's some areas where it is extremely difficult to translate the learning into a virtual format. For instance, in the agricultural science program, I'm not exactly sure how you can translate how to clean a goat's hooves into a digital format. It just doesn't work. So those are the kinds of areas where it's really critical to be able to have students in the building at least for a few days a week.
Now, one of the important parts of learning, of course, learning is the important part, but one that hasn't changed, so even since I was at Housatonic Valley Regional High School almost 50 years ago, is that the social aspect of bringing all the students together and from different towns and them interacting and enjoying certain aspects of the school life. Are the students still getting that portion of the dose as well? And how do you see, how do you think the students are faring during this?
That's a great question, Marshall. One of the things I love most about working with teenagers and schools in general is there's this kind of low-level buzz, this hum of activity and vibration that kind of goes through the school when it's healthy and they're in full. Because of the hybrid model, we have about half of the students in, and so it is very subdued, very sedate, and of course, with everyone wearing masks, it's literally muffled. And so we do miss those aspects of it. There's a limited opportunity for interaction, and I think a lot of the interaction now, which is different from both when you and I went to high school, is just the social media interaction with students. And so what we're hearing from students is that they're interacting in that way, and to some degree they're interacting in class, but it really is more subdued than we would like it. And just as we've started to ramp up the opportunities for our Student Government Association and even our night choirs and jazz concert band to interact, some of the things that have come up recently just with this recent wave of COVID cases have prevented us from having more of the social or extracurricular interactions that we'd like to. So I think they're doing okay, and the number of times that they can be in during the week is as good as it can get for now, but we would really love to have more opportunities and more exchange with students, but it's just really difficult to do that in a safe way right now.
You know, you're so right. I think what a lot of people lose contact with is that on top of learning, the learning that goes on at the extracurricular activities that are an important part of the high school, everything from plays, from industrial arts to sports, that's all really been stripped down and taken away. And so it makes it, I think it makes it a little harder for the socialization and the overall look at education. And like I said, I have amazing respect for the teachers and for the administration and for anybody who's working in the Region 1 school district. It's just a tough year. I mean, education-wise, it's getting the job done, though, but not like it really would be if there was the actual full open school. And you do realize it is important that they just have to go to school.
Yes, absolutely. I would say, if I were to put a number on it, we're probably getting through 50% to maybe two-thirds of the curriculum that we would normally get through. We've really had to strip things down and identify the really important standards that we need students to reach in order to move on to the next course. And I think we've benefited from some of the work that we've done in the past few years to identify priority standards and to really talk about learning. And so even some of the grading practice changes that have been pretty controversial, I think have benefited us in that we know what is important. We know how to communicate that to students and to parents, and hopefully that is coming through loud and clear in terms of what they're understanding and what they know and are able to do.
And I'll just add this, and you can let me know whether you agree with it or not. Parents shouldn't feel that because this is happening at Housatonic, that their kids, their grandchildren, their brothers and sisters are getting less of an education than elsewhere, because Housatonic is not standing alone by itself. This is happening in every school district and every school in the state, and really the surrounding three-state area. So Housatonic students are not being affected any more adversely than other students.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that as difficult as this is and as challenging as this is, it brings with it a lot of opportunities. And as I said earlier on, there's some learning that's happening now in terms of students being resilient, being able to overcome challenges and problem solve that has never happened in the past. And if this is to be, quote unquote, the new norm, I think students are going to be better equipped to deal with change, with new challenges, and especially being able to work in a digital environment where they may have more Zoom meetings, more asynchronous interactions with their employers. So I think they're really equipped for those challenges in ways that probably a few years ago they wouldn't have been.
All right, and keep up the good work. It sounds like so far, right up to now and going to Thanksgiving, it's as best as it can be. And once again, give our thanks to all the teachers and everybody else, the other staff that works not only at Housatonic, but also throughout the region, and also your administration there, for keeping things calm and moving along and keeping the families informed. And good luck for the rest of the semester. And if I don't speak to you before the holiday season, happy holidays.
Thanks so much, Marshall. Happy holidays to you, too.
All right. Take care, Ian.
Take care.
That is the principal at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Ian Sturver, this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.